When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's Rodgers stepping up to the line, the 43-yard line of Houston. He takes a knee, and it's over at the Meadowlands. The Houston Texans lose to the New York Jets 21-13, and they drop to 6-3. With Detroit up next in a mammoth game at NRG Stadium. Heartbreak at the Meadowlands for the Houston Texans, who just don't have it tonight to beat the Jets. And Aaron Rodgers throwing three touchdown passes, two of them to Garrett Wilson. One-handed grabs both, including one that will live for a long time.
We're good. I don't need the play-by-play on everything. They lost. They lost. And I don't know that heartbreak is the right way, because they weren't good last night. It would be heartbreak if Aaron Rodgers threw a Hail Mary at the end of the game, one of his patented Hail Marys, and you lost the game you deserve to lose. They deserve to lose that game last night. But they didn't. Don't listen to Titus Howard. They were not the better team last night. They did not deserve to win that football game last night. And the fact that it took place on national TV, when you got two more on national TV coming up, that's the thing, man. Like, you're a bit of a punchline today. The Jets have been a punchline all season long, and you're now the team that has injected life into the Aaron Rodgers show. That's the part to me that's... There's things that frustrate me. That part angers me and annoys me. they're the ones to give the oxygen mask to Aaron Rodgers here.
Aaron Rodgers has 30 yards passing in the first half, 35 yards passing in the first half. Lowest of a quarterback with 10 or more throws this season, at least, or was it over a longer duration of that? And then comes out in the second half and looks every bit vintage Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Three long, sustained scoring touchdown drives. That's all. The Jets only had the ball three times in the second half, and they scored touchdowns on every single one of them. The Texans offense scored no touchdowns, just as they have in each of the last three games.
Yeah.
So in the last six quarters of second half football, the Texans haven't managed to score a single measly touchdown.
11 plays, 70 yards, burned up nearly 6 minutes of clock to score a touchdown to tie the game at 7. Texans kick a field goal to go up 10-7, and then the Jets proceed to go 12 plays, 70 yards, eat up almost six and a half minutes to go up 14-10. And then you get the drive where the Texans made a field goal, but there was a penalty, so they said, oh, well, give us the ball back. We'll happily go try to score a touchdown, and it ends in a missed field goal. And then the Jets get the ball back from there, and they go 8 plays, 80 yards in 4 minutes, and that ends with the Devontae Adams touchdown over the top against Jalen Petrie, and that was it. The only other possession, technically, that the Jets had in the second half was Aaron Rodgers kneeling down at the end of the game. That was it. That was the only other one that shows up.
Yeah.
The three possessions that they were actually trying to score, they scored touchdowns on all three of them.
Oh, okay. So that counts. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not correcting you. I just think
kneel
it's
down
funny.
Yeah. No, you're correct. You're going to have to correct me a bunch of times today, Sean. So, look, I don't want to be affected by people's press conference comments or interview comments necessarily. By virtue of Josina Anderson's report that the Texans were shopping Kenyon Green around a couple weeks ago, they know and recognize and understand that there's an issue and a problem. But I understand saying positive things in the press conference. I don't Nick saying that it was a lazy narrative that the offensive line is an issue, I don't understand or get that. But you've been trying to trade away Kenyon Green, reportedly. It would make sense that you were trying to trade him away. It would also make sense that there wasn't interest, right? Because that was also part of the report. And yet, you keep rolling him out there to start at left guard. And yes. I know the theories behind that. I understand them, that, well, they want to try to see if they can get value for him. Okay, how exactly do you expect that to happen? No. Through his play? Like, what about rolling out? Even if that was the theory. Okay, if you want to try to get value for him, pretend he's got an ankle injury or something. Don't keep rolling him out there and getting destroyed by Quinnen Williams.
No.
And then the Texans don't even get credit for benching Kenyon Green because they didn't do it. Kenyon Green got injured.
Yep.
By way of him allowing pressure on C.J. Stroud, and then C.J. Stroud falling and dislocating his shoulder.
You can't mess around with guys in positions where C.J. Stroud's physical well-being is a direct correlation to their performance. You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing it with a wide receiver, or you're doing it someone on the defensive side of the ball, then whatever. If that's indeed, you know, if indeed you're showcasing somebody. But yeah, here's D'Amico Ryans last night. The most frustrating part about the loss.
The frustrating part about it is, you know, we, you know, to play well in the first half and not come out the second half and not tackle the proper way, not stopping the run, right? That's, and also when it comes to, it's just everything about it, not protecting, getting a quarterback hit, that's just not good football. So the frustrating part about this is, you know, we didn't come out and we didn't execute well enough to win the game. We didn't make we didn't make plays in the second half to win the game. So that's frustrating, but that's the NFL. Like, if you want to win, your playmakers have to step up and make plays, and that's what we have to see moving forward.
All right. So, I mean, now Joe Mixon was making plays in the first half, and then second half he only carried the ball seven times. He did throw a pass in the second half. That was interesting. We'll get to that.
That was just bound for glory, I could tell immediately.
Oh, yeah.
There was no part of me, my butthole clenched up tighter than a Venus flytrap on that one.
Oh, yeah.
At least they're acknowledging that we've got an issue now. Last night, somebody tried to lure me into one of those stupid sports arguments where there can be only one problem. Because I said, well, hey, I would really love Nico Collins to come back. And they said, well, that's not the problem. The offensive line's the problem.
Yeah.
There's multiple problems on this team right now. One of them, and I'm not going to act like Nico Collins coming back couldn't be a huge boost. This is the problem. I can fix the absence of Nico Collins simply by having Nico Collins back. And that'll be better. The wide receivers will be better immediately. I have no idea if they can fix this offensive line.
Correct.
I don't know if the guys that are out on the field can do it. I don't know if Jarrett Patterson's going to be an answer. I don't know if you can trade for a guy and how he'll play if he comes in. And I don't know if they've got the coaching to fix him. So I have zero clue, but at the very least, if Nico Collins comes back healthy, then you've got something to make the options easier for C.J. Stroud.
Yep.
It becomes a lot less hard with Nico Collins out on the field.
Will Anderson named AFC Defensive Player of the Month for the month of October. Unfortunately, the celebration was cut short by Will Anderson Jr. getting his ankle rolled up in the game last night. I guess I take some solace, Seth, in the fact that Will Anderson was looking like he was trying to come back. He came back into the game for a play or two and then went right back out. He only took 8 snaps on the entire evening, so he didn't come back in after trying to go.
Oh, my gosh. Is that early?
Did you see when he tried to come back in the play where he came back in, he's lined up on the left side there, on the right side of the offensive line, left side of the formation for the Texans? His legs were shaking. It's like if you go back and watch that play, like his lower legs are like trembling. Yeah, like he could
not just like Will Anderson anti-energy.
No,
shaking.
No. They were shaking for some reason. I don't normally see that with Will Anderson. And then he came right back out. So he continued to try to workshop some things on the sideline there during the game, which leaves me hopeful that he's available for this Detroit game coming up.
It got to a point where I was like, okay, you're either You're testing it, I can see, but at some point make a decision and stop testing it because you need to start recovering.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not right now. You're just doing more damage to your sprained ankle if you're not going back in. Please, get him inside with that foot elevated ASAP.
Yep. Congrats to Will on AFC Defensive Player of the Month. Well-deserved. It bums me out that we couldn't see the full game of him and Danielle Hunter out there together because Danico Autry started doing some things last night, too. We'll get to that in the next segment. Rockets beat the Mavericks 108-102. I hear Jalen Green hit a big three. I watched none of that game because we were doing Texan stuff last night. Bob Costas retiring from baseball play-by-play. Depending on how you feel about Bob Costas, maybe that's your good news for the day, Houston sports fans. Yeah, Jordan's pumping his fist in there in the control room.
The youngs.
Yeah, Jordan's half our age. He hates Bob Costas.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.